This is the easiest thing in the world to figure out, I think, Pat. Mike Tomlin has a team option for the 2027 season, so his contract ends at the end of next year. They have to decide by March 1st of 2026 whether or not to pick up the option. I think you tell Tomlin today, big dog, we're not picking up the option. And my assumption is Mike Tomlin, in his own eyes, would look at that as a slap in the face for somebody who's worked here for 20 years and won a Super Bowl. And he would say, you know what, then I'm not going into a lame duck year. And I think he would step away.
That would be the first time, right, that he's gone into a lame duck year?
Yes. At least that's my understanding. I'll have to double check, but I don't think he's gone into a lame duck year. And I don't think he would.
I don't think he would either.
And then that way, we didn't fire him. Mutual parting of the ways. I'm not probably the first person to have this idea, but it seems pretty easy to me. Like, hey, buddy, you could be our coach next year. Make or break. But we're not going to pick up the option because there have to be some repercussions for never winning or being competitive in a playoff game. And I guess they were competitive last night. The final score not indicative of that. What am I doing? Why am I making excuses? I would just say, listen, you're coaching for your job next year and see how that lands on him. And if he wants to stick around for the lame duck year and you don't make the playoffs or you lose in the first round again, and I think those are the two most likely outcomes, see ya. And then you walk out the door, and again, there's no firing because he just walks away.
Yeah. My question, aside from it being the Pittsburgh Steelers, where would this job rank among open jobs in the NFL right now?
Well,
because you know what you don't have with it?
Lamar.
A quarterback.
Yep.
Not even Lamar.
Jackson,
you don't have Jackson Dart. I mean,
Geno Smith.
Like, it's probably better than Atlanta, right? Don't have Bijan. I mean, you don't have an elite runner. Got a good runner.
Well, and you don't have Gainwell under contract.
Got an aging defense that underperforms in the playoffs. Where would it stack? Like, if you're Clint Kubiak, or if you're hot coordinator B, if you're John Harbaugh, that wouldn't make sense here. But
right.
if you're you know, a top two or three coach in the market,
Jesse Minter,
where does this job
Brian
stack
Flores
up?
I think, to me, clearly number two behind Baltimore. The reason why I would edge Baltimore over Pittsburgh is because they believe in continuity too. I believe the next head coach would get some run, and you've got Lamar Jackson, and you've got, at least for now, Derrick Henry. Number two for me would be Pittsburgh, and it's tough for me to separate, like, if they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think that's such a selling point. Because you come here, you got a job, as long as you're mediocre forever. I mean, Cowher had some lean years, and there was talk about letting him go, and they kept him around, and he figured it out and ultimately won a championship. Like, if you become the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you ain't going to be on the unemployment line in 2 years. That much is a fact.
I think it's third.
What do you put two?
Giants.
I like their situation. Their defense is, I think, really good. They got great players on that defense. They're paying them a lot, $184 million. And I like Jackson Dart. But I don't think you, I mean, that would be the one that would be the discussion, Pat. But for me, if I'm bad in 2 years, I might be gone. If I'm bad in a year, I might be gone. Like, I don't know how much patience
they have. They have a reverse course on the GM, right? In New York.
Schoen. What's his name? Schoen.
Yeah, the guy has nine lives.
Yeah.
Traded Saquon Barkley. That job would definitely be number two if they got rid of the GM. And my guess is if they hire Harbaugh, the GM's gone.
Yeah, and I think if a team hired Tomlin, it would be the same thing.
No question.
Which is weird because Harbaugh had some say in Baltimore, but DaCosta gets all the love. And in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin, I think, has a huge hand in putting together the roster and to varying degrees of success.